How much is there as a concern for David Wilson after what the reports are, and then how much do you now maybe have to step it up a little bit, maybe knowing full well you're going to be, you know, primary back as long as he's gone?
Yeah, I'm not sure of all the reports that came out. It was good to see him back in the meeting room, bright-eyed and ready to work and go. But as far as, you know, how I attack the game, I tell you, if no other person should, you know, elevate or discourage or motivate another individual to work hard. So if I were to say that, I would say that I'm really not taking ownership and understanding the opportunity I have anyway. You know, we want him back as soon as he can get back. But as far as I'm going about my business, as far as every other player is going about their business, is molding and perfecting their craft.
You guys had seen him sort of promote us in the front office and use that term. I'm sure you guys saw it that way. Were you just sort of getting used to the idea that he was going to be here with you guys for the season, and maybe now that's about as clear?
You know, it's so soon. You know, it's still preseason. A lot of things, I'm sure he's going to get evaluated, and that's an injury. That's something I don't ever speak upon, somebody else's injury, and I'm not sure all the details involved. So when the time comes, we know the front office and the coaching staff are going to make the best decision for the team.
From a personal standpoint, though, you know, person to person, I mean, it's going to be hard to see a teammate going through that. I mean, can you talk a little bit about that?
I did. As soon as I saw him kind of, like, walk off the field, I started to hurt. You know, we play this game, we're family, and we all want to see everybody be successful. We all want to win together, and it takes more than one person. And he's a big part of this team, so we want him back. But it also hurts seeing someone who was grinding so hard behind scenes when media's not around, when people are not around, when fans are not around, somebody who's working as hard as him to get back on the field. He has a little minor setback. It's frustrating as a brother, as a friend, as a teammate. So, you know, we know he'll do everything he can to get back, and we'll be here to support him.
I know this is probably personal, but did you offer him any words of encouragement that you can share?
You know, the running backs, we're all inside of a group text message. And, you know, that's where we push each other, we challenge each other, we laugh with each other. And, you know, we all pray with them and just let them know we're right here. But, again, you know, I'm not overanalyzing anything. I mean, if a guy walks off the field with a pinky, you know, we're like, dang, that's not good. Again, don't know the details of anything, but you know, we're here for him.
What do you see in this stable of running backs? You got Andre, you have Michael Cox, you have David if he's available. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of a diverse group. What do you see from this?
It's special. We got a special group. Every single running back has the ability to implement their talent inside the system in their own unique way. So you got a guy who's powerful, you got a guy who's a speedster, you got a guy who's a little bit of both, guys that can catch the ball out the backfield. It's very diverse room, and it's fun to see each one of us be able to gel inside the system.
How does it feel right now to be out there?
You know, I stay inside the humility. I'm a football player. You know, it doesn't matter who's out there first, who's out there last. We're all trying to contribute to the team. You know, it's bigger than me. It's bigger than everybody in the room. It's about the brand. It's about the NY and the Giants logo on the side of the helmet. So, you know, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help move the chain, score touchdowns, protect the quarterback. And now when my name gets called, or whoever's name gets called from that room, that's what we're going to do.
Rashad, realistically speaking, it is the first preseason game for a bunch of new players on this team and a new scheme. How much realistically can you guys show in the first preseason game?
Realistically, you know, we're going to be able to show a lot. Obviously, game planning for the first preseason game, especially the Hall of Fame game, there isn't game planning of strategic. But there is, without a doubt, competition. Without a doubt, there's guys who's competing for jobs. There's guys who's trying to prove they're right. You got guys who we are gelling on the offensive side of the system. So we're taking this opportunity to go out and, you know, put it against talent, put it against another team, to come back to the board and see what we need to continue to perfect.
what are you most curious to see about on Sunday night in this offense?
Curious. You're always curious about the contact. You know, that's we anybody can run around in underwear. You know, anybody can run around and play two-hand touch. But at the end of the day, you know, I know, we all know, it's about being physical. And so, you know, Sunday we get a chance to crack heads a little bit and tackle.
When you signed here, there was still some uncertainty around David. I don't think Peyton Bills have been re-signed yet. I mean, were you expecting this backfield to look as special as you were kind of saying a little bit earlier?
Yeah, no question about it. So when I signed here and I found out all the guys that was here, and I was said, the first thing I said, we got a chance to be, you know, a horse in the backfield. You know, it's a bunch of guys that can play. Each one of us very well could be a starter. So, you know, with that being said, there's no reason to not have high expectations from the backfield.
Do you feel like this is the kind of backfield that, I mean, it's kind of insulated against injury if a guy goes down, if you were to go down or something?
Yeah, the NFL is all about the next man up mentality. I believe if you ask any team, any position, any player, at any depth, they will attest to that. But being here, we got a bunch of guys who are true pros in the backfield. We got a great coach, got a great system. And again, each player gets to utilize their talent. So with the mentality of the NFL being the next man up, it's no different, especially with the guys we have in this backfield.
That's the mentality you had to have in Oakland too, right? Considering that you weren't the man there, but you were the next man up when injuries fell and then you got your chance.
Right. I live by a quote, when opportunity presents itself, it's too late to prepare for it. It's a couple of different people that said something around it.
Sounds like John Wooden.
And you know, even from high school, I was in high school. I rode the bench my whole high school career.
Wow.
And I was the fifth string running back.
Wow.
And it was a Tennessee scout that came to watch our starting tailback. And starting tailback got injured. Second string got injured. The third string got injured. They put in a wide receiver at running back instead of putting me in there. He ended up getting hurt. The first string came back for a little bit. He got hurt again. They finally put me in, right? Long story short, in high school, this is high school again, bear with me. I had a total, this was my junior year. I had 14 plays, scored 4 touchdowns, 2 on offense, 2 on defense. The scout asked after the game, he said, "Rashad, I came to see the starting running back, but I couldn't help but to notice you." And it goes back to all that dedication and hard work, you know, that all of us, all the players put in practice, when nobody's watching, the way we eat, the way we sleep, like, all that's preparation. And when that opportunity comes, it's too late to decide to go work hard. So that's how we approach the game, every single player, every single position as a New York Giant. So it is next man up mentality.
All those injuries are in the same game?
All those injuries, the same game.
Wow.
That's, did he recruit anybody from the defense on the other team? I mean,
he
seemed like they
were
the ones doing the damage.
Yeah, nah, a couple guys did get looked at. But, you know, that was a big turning point in my life, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I said I rolled the bench up to that game. And it so happened to be, you know, somebody was a right time, right opportunity. I kept approaching the game the way I should, and it ended up working out in my favor. But, you know, I say that just to everybody's like that. You know, that's how we approach the game as professionals.
Mm-hmm.